Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing the first ever Sierra EV Denali Edition 1. With 754 horsepower and up to a GM estimated 400 miles of range on a full charge, it is the Denali of EVs.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of Nationally Syndicated Radio. I am your favorite host that brings you the most, you know what time it is. It's that crazy girl coming to you on the airwaves. Some of y'all know me as the Wonder Twinny Twin Twin that always gets it in. Some of you know me as Wonder Dre. Some of you know me as the Love Doctor. The Queen Troublemaker. Oh, my gosh. The list goes on and on and on and on. Some of you know me by my name, Andrea Presley. And some of y'all know that I am just, oh, what can I say, your Hall of Famer. Oh, All right, listen, coming to you live, streaming from Nigeria and all across the world for you, you, and you. So listen, pick up that phone, tell a friend and another friend and let them know, hey, that girl, that crazy girl is on the air again with something funny that she got to say. You know how I am. I just got to cut up all the time. But listen, we have such a special show for you tonight. First of all, it is my anniversary, and I am very honored and pleased to be your radio host for 5 years now. So give yourself an applause because you guys are the ones, you are the reason why I am still here entertaining you guys, cracking my jokes, bringing you shows and things like that. Thank you so much for loving me. I appreciate that very, very much. Also, I'd like to thank all of my family host that is, you know, listening and also that is, you know, participating in the show tonight. Thank you very much. I also have a family host that is with us tonight, and I am very proud to have her. She is here to tell her story in reference to having the COVID. Now, we've been talking a lot about COVID, and she has had the COVID, and she wanted to share her testimony of how she gotten through during that particular time, and as well some of the things that was needed to be, you know, done. And, you know, she's an herbalist, she's a radio host, she's known as the Jersey Jewel, she's just, oh my gosh, she's a little bit of everything, not to mention she's a Hall of Famer herself for this year. And I am just very proud and honored to have this woman on the air with me. So without further ado, she's going to be my co-host tonight and my interviewee. We're going to bring on Jerry Petito. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, sweetheart. I did not know it was your anniversary show. Congratulations.
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
and you know what?
I'm more honored.
Yes, I was going to say, and to have you on the show for my anniversary is such an honor and such a privilege. That is so cool. I am so happy.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I don't know what to say now.
Oh. Yes, indeed. You know, we going to cut up. We going to do our thing. Not only are we going to talk about this, but we also going to talk a little bit about you as well. And we also going to talk about the fact that we also got another election coming up besides the presidential election. We got a new Hall of Famer that we had to elect as well. So that means that we'll be stepping aside and putting some other people up there, you know what I'm
Heck
saying?
Yeah.
And I wonder who that may be this
Heck
year.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, I'm excited, girl. I am excited. You know, then you know we got to do our girly thing. You know we got to talk our trash, honey. We got a subject,
yes,
a hypothetical that, oh, my gosh, that just won't wait. Oh, my goodness. So we're going to start with you, girlfriend, because you done did some big, major things in the network, okay, and that's plural.
Wow.
So you got to tell us a little bit about yourself, Miss Hall of Famer.
So, okay, all right, what do you want me to talk about? Like, just give me an idea so I don't go off on a tangent.
Oh, not a problem. So, you know, tell us the different networks that you stream from and and what you do with ONA as well.
Okay. So in 2016, you know, I wrote my book, I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. And because of that book, I was asked to be interviewed on Hamilton Radio by DJ Danny. Doc G started the network over 20 years ago in his basement, and she is his daughter. So because of that interview, they asked me if I would like to be a host. And I said no at first. And then I thought about it because they kept asking me. Doc G was like, come on, please think about this, you know, your voice on radio. And I started laughing, and I've said this 1,000 times on the air. I got in trouble every day of my life in school for talking. I should have done this a long time ago. So I said yes. You know, and from that, I did a show with Vince Scott, okay, on Freedom Truth Radio,
Ooh.
Brother O's cousin. And we did a part one and part two, him and I, and that's when Brother O saw me on his show. So at that point, I was on Hamilton Radio, and I was on PANJ Radio out of Pennsylvania. Well, really New York, right on the border, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. And that was with Rob Bell. And then Brother O messaged me, you know, I want you to come along. And we laugh about this because at the time he said to me, you'll be my only Caucasian host. I said, I'm in. I didn't know anything about O&E. I didn't know. I said, I'm in. I said, I'm really kind of black, you know. I said, so anyway, long story short, then I was picked up by, oh, then he asked me to do Damon Looks. I was the first host to do that. I was picked up by Remember Then Radio, Barb and Steve, which is an incredible network for oldies, musicians from back in the day. And, you know, now I revised my book. It should be out very soon. It's got over 200 pages now. And here I am, 2019. Brother O and I were inducted in together into the Hall of Fame, me for radio host and him for DJ. I mean, think about, like, awesome. Just from, you know, me listening to God's voice, because God said, write your book. And I laughed and I said, you want me to write my book? He said, write your book. And I did. And think about that. If I didn't do it, I don't think any of this could have happened.
Absolutely. It's funny because one thing connects to another, and you never know when a door opens. You know, it's up to us to just follow it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And look where you at now. Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, you know what? Right before we continue our interview, we want to break in between here. We're going to do our first track. So I know I got my DJ over there. DJ, come on and lace me. Uh-oh. We're going to jam the night.
Oh,
All right. Yes, indeed. We are, like, keeping this train moving. We sliding, dodging. We dipping and dodging, okay? I'm telling you, he is bringing us the jams tonight. And I just got to mention, my theme song is just a bomb, y'all. You know, I have to talk about this for 1 second before I go into this. You know, I have the privilege to have some people who actually love me out there that came together and decided they was going to put this theme song together and do it live. That was, if you notice the theme song, it's very different. They have a live band in the background. They have background singers, and they actually did this at church, y'all. This was, like, kind of cool. So when I heard it, I was like, oh, my God, like, yes, this is perfect. And the fact that, you know, we using it for our theme song, your planet, I just want to thank you guys again because I will never forget you guys. Every time when that song play, I will always think about you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. That's how you know you are so well-loved. For someone to do something like that is awesome. But going back into our show, so yes. So, Jerry, you wear so many different hats. Oh, my gosh. Girl, one of the things that I like about you is not only are you such a beautiful person inside and out, on and off the air. You're my sister. I love you very much. And you support everybody, and you bring some awesome shows. But I also like the fact that you are an herbalist as well. And I remember when we had you on the show probably about a year ago. I brought you to the show, and we had a deep conversation about the things, the herbs and stuff that you could do for your body and, you know, how you have progressed with, you know, helping people with their diets and things like that. Tell us a little bit about that. You got to touch on that.
Okay, so I had breast cancer and colon cancer over 25 years ago. And my mother's entire family, including my mom, none of them really made it to 70. My mother's real mother died in her late 20s of breast cancer. It was just an endless cycle. And I knew, you know, it was genetic, and I knew I had to be the one to break that cycle. Well, I ended up getting both cancers, and I was really, really thin and really sick. And I said, you know what, I'm not going the medical route because I would die because of my family's genes, and everyone went the medical route. So I made a decision that I was going to do it naturally, and I found a man named George Malcomus, and he, at the time, I'm assuming he was probably in his 60s, early 60s, maybe late 50s, honestly, because, you know, when you're younger, everyone seems older. So I think he was in his late 50s, and they told him he had like a month or 2 months to live. His colon cancer metastasized into his bones. He went and researched fasting and saved his own life, and he opened up something called Hallelujah Acres. Now, back then, you know, like I said, he was probably in his late 50s, maybe 60. Well, a couple years ago, I just had a check, and I called to find out if he was still alive. The guy is not only alive, he's retired in Hawaii. His son took over his company. Okay?
Wow.
Yes. Yes. So this was over 25 years ago. So anyway, at that point, I, you know, through God, you know, I saved my life, got with God on my back, you know, pushing me, saying, do it, do it, do it. And I became a nutritional health coach through that. And then, of course, with the addiction, I became a recovery coach. And I just said, you know what, I have to, this is my calling, and I have to follow it because look what God did for me. And, you know, what people have to understand is that every disease, every single disease is because your body is acidic, and every disease can be cured through diet.
I believe that. Yes. And even with herbs, that a lot of people don't, you know, dig into that to find out. You can actually cure your own self, you know, take away all of these, you know, steroids and, you know, all that kind of stuff, Percocets and all that kind of stuff, and actually just look and read, research. Yeah. And if you don't know, you can always ask somebody, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm a true believer of that because one of the
No, I was going to say,
one of the things,
you know, you. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that we both share is that we had both had a illness that was like really to the point where we could have died. And the fact that we both had looked into the research of what can I take herbally to get myself better without dealing with all these different, you know, steroids and drugs and things like that, because the side effects alone can kill you, not alone what is actually doing to your body, you know?
Right.
So, you know, people need to realize there is hope out there. It doesn't mean that these people are giving you your death sentence and you got to take it.
That's right.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I was going to say, you're a nurse, and I have nurses and doctors in my family, and they call me half the time. I'm not kidding you. I got a phone call today from a cousin who's got osteoporosis now, and she's going to get off all dairy. So even my, and she's married to a doctor from New York Hospital. So even they call me, and they're like, please give me some alternatives. And I tell people this, though. I'm not knocking doctors and nurses, because I tell people this. They are there for emergencies. And I had two emergencies, and I had to go to them recently because I had an accident.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, I'm glad that you're feeling better. That's, you know, first of all. And I know even with the herbalist information and stuff like that, that right there is just a show in itself. But we do have to do another continuation with that as well, because that show, oh, my gosh, it was so viral. It was ridiculous. And I think I don't know if we came back and did a part two. I can't remember.
No.
But I remember, we didn't get a chance to do a part two.
No.
But you know what? It was, like, so overwhelming because so many people was, like, really, like, enthused over the information that you was giving out. And, oh, my gosh, it's just awesome to have that much knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, again, very overwhelmed enough to have you on the show tonight as well. You wear so many different hats, and one of the hats is when you became the Hall of Famer for 2019. How did you feel about that, honey? Because I can imagine how mine, well, I was 2018. You was right behind me with 2019. So we share that in common, but go ahead. I want to hear your thoughts.
All right, so I actually planned the day that I knew I was going to get the call to tell me yes or no, because I knew the date of that call. And I said to myself, and I even told my daughter, I'm not working. I'm staying home alone, and I'm staying in my pajamas, because if I get the call no, I'm going to cry all day. And if I get the call yes, I'm going to cry all day. And I did. I cried. And the reason I think I was so much more emotional over that was because I kept saying, does my dad know? Does my dad know? He's in heaven. Does my dad know? And that was why I was so emotional. And it was just, like I said, the most incredibly emotional day of my life, other than, of course, giving birth to my daughter and having grandchildren. I think that was pretty high up there.
Oh, yes. That was beautiful. Definitely an honor and privilege. Yes.
How did you feel? How did you feel when you got the call?
I was floored. I was in shock, and I'm just like, wow, really? All of this brewed from, you know, a actual interview that I did with Brother O, and that's when I became a broadcaster after that, because he was like, you know what, I really believe that you can do this. And I'm like, really? And, you know, he said, you got the voice for it. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, and I accepted the call, and I said, okay, I don't know where this is going, but I'm going to have fun with it. And 5 years later, here I am in 2018, became, you know, inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I'm like, wow, who would have thought, right? Oh, my gosh. Yes, it is. Yes. Well, before I do get the next information out to you, I'm going to actually start talking about your experience with the COVID thing. But before I do get into that, I'm going to bring on my DJ to see what he got for me. Maybe we can get a little party time, man. DJ, come on and lace me, baby. Talking to Jerry Petito, who is part of our network, but also a part of three other networks? Or is it four? I'm losing count now.
Yeah, I'm really a part of five networks. PANJ, they're kind of like on a sabbatical. He kind of moved out of the country for a while, but we still have, while he's away. So I'm still technically part of his network.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
Wow. You're a busy camper girl. So, you know, one of our biggest things that's going on in the nation is the spread of COVID, and it has, like, really spread it throughout the nation. And even our president, number 45,
yes.
Recently we found out that he has gotten COVID. Now, I know a lot of people had some really harsh things to say, guys.
Yeah.
We got to remember, we might not always agree with number 45, but at the end of the day, he's still a human being, and we gotta keep him in our prayers. I mean, I couldn't exactly think of a scripture to come to mind at the time that I saw it. I was one of those that, you know, I'm bad, you know, you got to pray for me because I'm one of those that, you know, use the scriptures in a different way. So, you know, I thought about you reap what you sow, and I was like, that's not nice. Okay. So I was just like, okay, guy, you know, you got to deal with me on this one. But, you know, okay, maybe number 45 might not have said some nice things and kind of took it lightly. And I think that that's the problem with a lot of people out there. They take it lightly. They didn't think that it could happen until it started hitting their home. And it's really gotten close to home, and a lot of loved ones, you know, was affected by it. Some people lost their loved ones from it. This was a very serious, like, deadly disease, and it's still happening. It has no expiration date. It's not like, okay, at the break of New Year's, we're going to be, you know, coming out of it, like it's going to end on December 31st. No, this is going to be going for a while. And, you know, it's rapid. So, you know, I understand that you had it, and I wanted you to briefly tell us a little bit about your experience with it and what you had to do to overcome that.
Okay, so every year for the last 25 years, I take 1 month off from life. That's how I call it. I say that. And I fast for health to just keep up with what I've been doing over the last 25 years. So every year for 1 month, I stay in my home and I do either a water fast or a juice fast, but a real one, you know, where the juice is strained and all organic fruit and all that. Or I mix it. So I have serious lung issues because I was affected by black mold about 15 years ago, and I never knew it was in my basement, okay, because we redid the house, covered up the walls, and we got sandy, and it destroyed the basement. And that's when I really knew that I was sick for years, and we never knew why. So I suffer from bronchitis severely once a year. I normally do my fast, Andrea, in the summer or spring because that's when you're really supposed to do them, not in the winter or cold months, okay? Well, I got so sick the end of December with bronchitis. It was so bad. So I said to my family, I'm going to take January and I'm going to do the fast. Well, February 1st, I called my daughter and I said, Tiffany, this is the first time in 25 years I don't feel better. I shouldn't say I don't feel better. It was different. I didn't feel as better as I should have. So she was like, wow, that's weird, Mom. You've never said that before. Well, I had to fly to Florida to meet an entertainer who was going to be in Florida. Oh, Walt Sanders. You guys all know him. He did a show for us, actually. He was a host a couple shows or whatever, and then they couldn't do it. His son got sick, and he had to donate part of his kidney to his son. And, I mean, it was crazy. But so he didn't know I was going. I was going to surprise him because he was doing a show at my friend Kathy Kasu. She also had her show here. So I felt good enough to do that. So I fly to Florida. It was very quick. It was 2 nights. The end of February, I come home, and March 7th was my birthday, and I was meeting Larry Chance from the Earls on my birthday, and Al Contreras was going to be there, so we had this all planned. I go to this event, I meet everybody. 2 days later, I was so sick, but they didn't know yet about COVID. So we were supposed to go on a family cruise for my brother's 60th. There were 8 of us that were cruising, and it was going to be like, you know, mid-March, whatever. Anyway, long story short, of course, I was getting sicker and sicker and sicker. So my brother canceled me, but then ultimately everyone got canceled. They canceled theirs as well when all this came out. But here's what happened. We didn't know about COVID yet. So I was never this sick in my life, and I was never this sick this long. I was in my home for almost 4 months with fevers almost every day, body aches like you would not believe, cramps in my muscles. It felt like somebody was twisting them with like a crowbar. I had pink eye. I had a body rash, bleeding all over my body, black and blues. You have no idea. My foot issues, skin was peeling off my feet. It was so bad. Yeah. My daughter thought I was going to die, and so did my brother. And they said to me, please stay home if you're going to die. Die in your home. I said, you got that right. Because at that point, then all this stuff started coming out with COVID, and then my symptom came out. So I had the symptoms, like the body rash. I have photos. One day I'll show you. I had the symptoms before they knew those were symptoms. So once we knew what I had, I actually felt better. I was like, okay, I could deal with COVID. And my brother was an angel through this, and he went to the health food stores for me because I know all the owners. I did my internships at them, and they ordered me ascorbic acid, pure vitamin C powder, gallons of it. And I was doing 15 to 20 tablespoons a day. So I did my fasting, my juicing, my water, and all that. That's how I cured myself, because I don't think I would have made it if I didn't do it naturally.
Wow.
And Andrea, I'm not a baby. You could ask my family. I don't go to doctors. I had a mole on my body. I took it off naturally. So my point is, I'm not afraid of any of it. I don't complain. Nobody ever hears me say I'm sick. And I talked to God three times through that, and I said, Lord, it's okay if you want to take me, but I have to stay home. And I'm not kidding you.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Trusting and believing God at the same time, and at the same time you detoxed your body so that way you could try to get out those impurities. I am loving that. You know what? We do have a caller that is on the line that would like to speak to you as well. So we're going to get to this caller, and we're going to, you know, still continue our interview at the same time. So let's bring this caller on. Caller number one, welcome to Nationally Syndicated Radio. Who do we have?
Caller, I'm on your line right now. Okay, they probably pressed one by accident. And we go on with the show right here on the Dice.
All right. Maybe they're a little shy. We're going to move forward. So, wow. So how long was you sick totally with this?
Listen, Andrea, I'm not kidding you. I got sick, honestly, the end of December. I stayed in my house, like I said, the entire month and a half until I had to fly to Florida, like towards the end of February. Came back, went to my birthday thing March 7th, and never left the house again until the beginning of July.
Wow. My
daughter was bringing the baby, my granddaughter, to see me, and they were staying outside the glass door. Just my grandbaby was throwing me kisses, and my daughter, we would like do that Zoom thing or whatever it's called, you know, messenger, see each other. And my daughter was like, Mom, what do you have? This was before we knew. What do you have? I was showing her my body and it was unreal. It was something I never experienced in my life. But I want to say this. Yes, COVID is real. The virus is absolutely real. It is. But what I want to say to everyone is this. They don't need to be so afraid, because I had severe underlying issues with my lungs. The people that are dying have severe underlying issues. And, everybody's panicking, Andrea, and that's what I feel bad about, you know, that they're so afraid to live. And I just want them not to be so afraid.
Wow. Yes, because sometimes when you taken by fear, then you get to the point where you're scared to go to the hospital, you're scared to go to the doctor, you're scared to tell someone, you're scared to get their help, and you're still going to need that medical attention and that help, or maybe that second advice, you know. So it's good to try to, you know, get some help, but get the right help. Don't be so quick to jump on something, you know, so quickly when it comes down to, oh, I got to pop all these pills, I got to do this, I got to do that, you know.
Right.
Do what's good for your body at the same time. The surprising thing is that, for what I'm hearing through the studies of COVID, it started off as SARS, and a lot of people had this before. So this is like, you know, they said that people who had SARS actually had the COVID and that they're prone to get it again. And, you know, I was reading something on Facebook. As a matter of fact, it was one of my Facebook friends who said that she had SARS. And then here she was 2 years later with the COVID. And when she found out that, you know, SARS is the same thing as COVID and she was experiencing the same symptoms again, she said that, you know, she was just like, this is really serious. This is like no joke. She was just trying to, you know, put it out there to people, hey, you guys, wear your mask. You can't, you know, be so quick to think that this is just, you know, something that they just put, you know, publicity or, you know, it's a joke or you can go out and party and you're not going to catch it. This is serious. And I just don't understand why people don't take the social distancing serious enough. Like, you know, you done seen so many people die. You done probably experienced some things where maybe some of your friends might have died or maybe some family members might have died. And for you not to love yourself enough to say, hey, I'm going to put a piece of a material over my face to cover, you know what I'm saying, just so that I can protect my body, I'm not understanding.
Okay.
You know?
I can help you understand that. I can help
okay.
you understand that. All right. So do I agree that we have to be careful? Absolutely. Do I agree that it's happening? Absolutely. I had it. I had family members that had it. I have had some acquaintances that passed away. But, again, it's because they had all these underlying issues. Okay, having said that, the problem with the masks is this. They're not healthy for us either while we're breathing. That is a serious issue, too. But you're a nurse. You wear more. And listen, you know, I think you're a hero. You know what I mean? For so many reasons. I always say that about you, you know?
Yeah,
and
thank you.
But the problem with the mask with the average person that are afraid, I live in a 55 and over community, and you know what I saw today? And it made me sick. I was so sad. Two elderly people, they were alone. They weren't even near each other. One was on one side walking on the trail, and it was warm today here. With a mask on.
Wow.
And had to be in her 70s. Then I saw a guy who had to be at least 80 standing holding his bike, huffing and puffing with the mask on outside. That's
oh, wow.
what's happening. So we have extremes. We have those people, and that's not healthy either. And then we have the people that refuse to wear it at all. So I'm kind of in the middle. I do not think for 1 second me walking outside I have a problem. I do not need a mask on. If I go into any establishment, I will always put it on because I care about everyone else in there too. And I care and I don't want anyone to worry. Like that's the stand I take. You know what I mean? So we have
Absolutely.
The extremists, this side and this side. And I just wish everyone could come together. And if we could do that, I think we could really get past all this. You know, you don't need your mask on when you're walking alone. You don't need your mask on when you're outside. Don't need your mask on in your car. I see that as well. And if they could just come to a place where they are using their head and saying, okay, let me add some common sense into here. Because the mask use is going to hurt them as well in the long run, too much of it.
Absolutely. I mean, you're breathing in your own germs. You're breathing in your own breath. So there's the flip side to that. But you don't need a mask. You are absolutely right. If you're driving in a car by yourself, why are you wearing a mask? You're the only one in there breathing. Get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't understand it. And some people do it to the extreme. You know, if you're walking and there's no one around you, you know there's not going to be anybody around you because you're in the place by yourself. Why are you wearing a mask? You know, now if you at the point where the person is coming closer than 6 feet, yes, I can understand that. You're walking into a building, an establishment, that's definitely, you know, you definitely need to do that. But if you are just walking around your house or you walk in inside, you know, you're standing outside to get a breath of air, you know, and you know there's no one coming around you near you, you know, you can actually get some air. You can breathe.
Yes.
You know, take that time to breathe. You still need this natural air that is out there, you know. But that's just amazing to me. Now, one of the things that that gets me is that when they get back to number 45, people were saying that when it came down to the election and things like that, that this was just a, you know, something to stop the election. I'm hoping that it's not. Again, I say he is a human being. And, you know, our prayers still go out for him. Do I agree with coming out the hospital and actually, you know, riding by and high-fiving everybody and waving to everybody? No, I don't. Your fan club can wait. You really can. You know, I don't agree with that part. It's really crazy because now you got the whole family that is sick. You got the White House that was, you know, had the germs in there. Of course, you know, they're going to take care of that. All the people that was campaigning with him or even, you know, part of the debate, now they're, you know, open to it. And some of them are in the hospital. I'm just going to say this. My prayers and everything is with these guys. Everyone who has experienced COVID symptoms, lost a loved one or someone that is still battling with it, you know, my prayers are with all of you guys because this is, you know, really a serious, you know, thing. Absolutely. Sure. Yes, yes.
Sure.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go over to our DJ and see what he has for us in the cut. And then when we come back, we going to have a little girly time because we got our little sophisticated lady segment. You know, we got to act a fool up in here for a minute, okay?
Yes.
So, DJ, come on and give me something good. What's your day?
Why before? here. Well, don't be too slick now.
Enough, and you know, for anybody that know me, y'all know I cut up and I got to start my mess. Now, this is a sophisticated ladies moment, okay? And so I got a question for you ladies out there tonight. And you too, Jerry. Now, you know, we love these guys, you know, we, you know, get wrapped up and we talk to these guys. Now, have you ever had a serious situation where a guy that you, it might have been an old flame, he talking to you, and you like, ooh, I remember. He's taking you back. Remember we used to do this? Remember we used to do that? And, you know, you remember the good parts about him, the nice things about him, the romantic side of him. Well, y'all talk on the phone every night. And y'all say, yeah, you know what, let's get together. Let's kindle some of those old flames. Now, you ain't seen him in years. And all of a sudden, y'all set up this date, and you meet, you know, one of him to meet you at the house, and he comes to pick you up. But when you go through the door and you open the door, he's sitting in the wheelchair. Does the flames die out at that point? Or
Are you like, okay, I'm not taking care of no man? What do you do? I got to start with you, Jerry. What would you do in a situation like that? This is a crazy hypothetical.
This is a crazy hypothetical. I don't even know where you came up with that, okay? So I'm going to answer it. Listen, all right. Now, don't go judging me, guys, all right? Because I'm going to answer it because it is a crazy hypothetical. All right. So I have had something similar happen, but not to that degree, okay?
Uh-oh.
Someone did. Yep, I dated when we were younger, came back into my life, lied to me about not being an alcoholic, and he was. Okay, so of course it ended. Okay, whatever. But what you're asking is crazy. So I'm going to tell you what I would be feeling, first of all. If you're talking to this person after all these years, and like you said, on the phone for a while, and you know, rekindling some things and wanting to meet, if he didn't tell you that, then to me, I could not be with him because there was no honesty there. Okay?
Right.
No one should ever put someone else in that kind of a position. That should have been told one of the first conversations. By the way, Jer, by the way, Dre, something happened to me. You know, I'm in a wheelchair. And I, at that point, I want to see you. I don't care. You don't have to come to me. I'll come to you.
Right.
Okay, so, but if they don't tell you that after all these conversations you're having about old times and this and that and missing each other or possibly rekindling the flame, that person's not an honest person. And I couldn't be with that person regardless of the wheelchair.
Ooh, that's a good one. Now, I have to agree with you on that. I feel as though that person should be definitely honest. I will be kind of curious about other skills at that point because I'm wrong. I'm so wrong. You know I got to start my mess because I feel as though at that point you have to be picking up other skills and be very good at that. If you're bold enough to show up and still want a date somebody who is standing on their 2 feet and you're sitting in a wheelchair. Like, I'm really trying to understand, how do you think this is going to go? First of all, my reaction is going to be like, what? Did I just get pranked? Did I just get punked? What's going on?
There you go.
You know, and then it's like, what? Why did you tell me this? Like, you know, don't do this to me, you know? That will be very horrible, but I mean, I would have to be honest with them and just be like, you know what? I really don't think this can work out. Not because of the fact that, you know, what happened. I mean, I got a sympathy, you know, sympathetic side to that. But at the same time, you wasn't honest. That's number two. And
right.
Number three, I don't know. You know what? I would be stunned. I would be so shocked at that point, like, to say, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you want to be careful. You don't want to hurt the person's feelings. But it's like, what are you doing? I'm thinking that you could just rekindle something like we just left off yesterday and hear a whole life change that happened in between that time. And you just show up and you just roll up to the door like, are you serious? Where's your nurse at? Sorry, let me stop. Oh, my gosh, that is crazy. I had to put that out there. And, you know, it's crazy because I'm like, tonight, you know, they kind of quiet tonight. I don't know what they doing tonight. Any other time, they sitting there, you know, they got some wild stories to tell. You know, I don't know where my ladies at out there. But y'all need to be picking up this phone line. What would you do if you dating this guy and you did not know? It could have been somebody you dated on the website. You know, and the websites are just crazy. You know what I'm saying? You could be seeing anybody. You could be thinking that you know, this person looks like Denzel Washington, and then, you know, they look like somebody else when they get to the door. Like, what the? Why did you do that? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
You never know. Now that's something deep. You know, let's just say you did meet this person on a dating site or whatever like that, and you think like, oh, they sound so nice on the phone. They sound sexy. The voices is beautiful. Oh man, and according to them pictures, you didn't know that they were sitting down on all the pictures. You know what I'm saying? You just thought like, okay, they sitting in a chair, they chilling, you know, or whatever like that. He come rolling up in a wheelchair, and it's like, wow.
Yep.
That's some craziness right there. I just had to put that out there. I mean, it was a funny scenario, but you know, I'm always going to find out something crazy and do something crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. But the adventures of dating is just like, oh my gosh, can be really amazing. It can be a funny journey at the same time because people lie about the least little thing. I mean, what you got to lie about? You know, don't tell me you 6 feet and you sitting in a wheelchair knowing that right now you're 5 feet. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Keep it real. You know, that's a keep it real segment right there. You know, why don't they just be so, why can't they just be honest?
Oh, my gosh.
Jimmy, maybe you might be good at you might understand this a little bit better than I do. I'm just trying to understand why they do stuff like that.
Are you asking me?
Yeah. I mean, why not? All right.
So I'll tell you what happened to me recently,
mm-hmm.
As in probably 2 years ago. So on, you know, me getting involved with an old friend that we grew up together, and he ended up being this alcoholic, and I said, I'm done. All right. So a year went by, and I didn't say yes to anyone. I didn't date anyone. So I get a message on Facebook from someone that was a cousin of a friend of mine. So it wasn't a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, Jer, I remember, you know, we met one time. I'm so-and-so's cousin. I was like, oh, how are you? Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we really should get together. I would love to take you out to dinner. So for the next 3 weeks, I said to him, let's just talk on the phone. We talked on the phone for a week. Then we talked. We even Skyped each other. And you're going to crack up at this. But I said, can I see your license? Oh, yes, I did. And he laughed and said, sure.
You should.
He said, sure.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yep.
Showed me his license. He's living where he said. He's who he said. Okay. I talked to his cousin. He said, no, he's a pretty nice guy. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. I was in a tournament at Parks Casino, and he lives close to there. And I said, all right, let's meet for coffee before the tournament, 11 a.m. We meet for coffee. Okay. He says, if you get out of the tournament early, call me. We'll go get something to eat. I said, okay. Now, I didn't tell you this part. The course of those 3 weeks, every time we talked, I said, I really want the truth. Do you drink? Absolutely not. Not even social, not even social. I'm okay if you have a social drink, but my point is, do you drink? I'm not going through that. Okay, no, absolutely not. Every conversation we had, I go to the tournament. Unfortunately, I got knocked out. I call him. He doesn't pick up. He texts me back. He was so drunk at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday at a bar, he didn't even realize what he texted me. Yeah, can't talk now with my buddies at a bar, kind of drunk.
He messed up big time.
He messed up big time. I said, lose my number. So they lie to lie. They think, this is what I think anyway, they think you're stupid enough to listen to their BS and accept their lies, and then once you get to know them, you're going to be okay with their bullshit. But they don't know me,
right.
So that's not an option.
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
I love it. I love it.
It's crazy.
You got to put it out there like that. You know, it's like, don't bullcrap me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time for the drama. I don't have time for the bullcrap. You know, be honest. Be straight up. And that's so hard for people to do nowadays. And it's not just the men. It's the women, too. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We'll post something up there that, you know, you got short hair. You putting long hair on there. Come on now. Come on now. I'm talking about my hair is all the way down my back. I got shoulder length hair. Come on now. Be honest.
Oh,
now, I'm going to tell you, in my times that, you know, of dating, I've always said, listen, I'll be a different length each time. I am Lacey Tracy all day long. You might see me with long hair. You might see me with short hair. It might be burgundy one time. Next week, it might be blue. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just very versatile. So, you know, don't take it seriously. You know what I'm saying? Now, my forehead, I got something underneath here. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm just being me. I just like to be a different person each day. You know, I don't have different personalities, but I do. I like the versatility of having different hairstyles, you know.
Right.
Now, it's up to them. If you can accept the fact that, you know, I like to, you know, change up the look or whatever, fine, we can have fun with that. You know what I'm saying? You like the fact that I could be blonde one day and then be redhead the next day, that's fine. But at the end of the day, if you got an issue with that, then okay, I'm not the girl for you, you know?
Oh, my God.
But I see we do have a caller in the queue, so I'm going to bring on this caller. So, caller, welcome to Nationally Syndicated Radio. Who do we have on the line this evening? Caller,
hi.
I
think everybody's shy tonight with these calls.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? How y'all doing tonight? How y'all doing tonight?
Hold on. No, he's shy.
Hello?
And Andrew Presley. Yeah, we hear you. I'm going to say what I'm going to say, too. He got caught with the Andre Presley spirit. That's, I can count it now. It's about 17 times in 3 years. I'm going.
Okay, let me say this. First of all, Wanda Dre, you know I love you. My sister, I love you too. But look,
uh-oh.
Y'all ladies,
uh-oh.
Y'all listen to the Magic Man. Don't y'all listen to them.
Uh-oh.
Look, I'm gonna give you a scenario. There was a rich woman. She was married three times previously, right? The first husband was abusive. The second husband kept stealing her money. And the third husband wouldn't stay home, and he had a little problem, a little erectile dysfunction. Okay?
Uh-oh.
So the bottom line is, she put an ad in the paper. You understand?
Uh-huh.
She done did all the dating sites. She went online and everything, right? So finally, I'm going to take my ad out the paper. So finally, the door... She heard a big, big knock on the door. Boom, boom, boom. Right?
Is this a joke?
So when she opens the door, there's a guy sitting in a chair, wheelchair. He didn't have no arms. He didn't have no legs.
Oh, Lord.
Right? She said, well, what can you possibly do for me? He said, well, look.
Right?
He said, I don't have no arms. He said, I don't have no arms. I can't reach out and hit you. I don't have no legs, so I can't run away from you. Right? She said, well, what about making the love part? He said, I knocked on the door, Dinah.
Oh, boy.
Wait, I didn't hear the last part. He said, I'm not going to what?
He knocked on the door.
He said, I don't have no arms, so I can't abuse you. I can't reach out and hit you. I don't have no legs, so I can't run away from you. Right? She said, well, what about the making the love part? He said, I knocked on the door, Dinah.
Oh my God, Magic Man, you are too much. But look, okay, so do you agree at that point that if this man is sitting there and he's in a wheelchair, that he needs to have other skills at this point? Because, like, I just could not imagine a woman taking that person seriously. Now, if it was a situation where we were already together and you got into a terrible accident,
right?
Yes, you know what I mean?
That's
that would be different. Oh, especially if we were already married or something like that,
right?
You know, because it's for better or for worse. I'm, you know, I'm stuck with you. You just going to have to learn some skills along the way. You know what I'm saying? But help me out with this. What am I going to do with somebody that is lifeless?
Look, the man fitted everything that she wanted. She wanted a man that wouldn't abuse her, a man that wouldn't leave her. You understand? And a man that could,
right?
that could, you understand, that can put it down. What more she asked for? You understand? But anyway, I know some other people
That's
might want to
hilarious.
Call up. Some other people are still trying to figure that out. They're trying to figure out how the guy matters and knock on the door.
You probably figured it out.
I'm talking for some of the slow people. I know y'all caught it. But some of the slow people, it might be the next show before they find, oh, that's what Magic Man was talking about. Anyway, before I go. Anyway, I love y'all, man. I clear. I just wanted to have a little fun for y'all. Look.
Love you.
Yes.
Look, I want to say on your fifth anniversary of broadcasting anniversary, congratulations to the Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee and 2020 Lifetime Achievement Award winner. Recipient Andrea Presley on your O&E syndication station all-time connection record with your 70th, that's a 7-0, all-time, and the first, check this out now, this is the first all-time in O&E Hall of Champions and the ninth consecutive. I'm so proud of you. Let me ask you one more thing before Magic Man go. Let me ask you one more thing. Look, you heard the top, Jared Petito's already in the hall. Right, so when y'all get there, don't forget about me. I want y'all to do this for me. I want y'all to do this for me. Can y'all do me a favor? Don't forget about me. But can you do me a favor? Just show me the way. Show me to Hollywood. Show me to Hollywood. Don't forget about me now.
Love you.
I love it.
Love y'all too.
Wait. Now, listen, we can't let you go that quickly now. How does it feel to be in the Hall of Fame as a nominee?
Honestly, you know, I feel like I already made it because I feel like I got the love and respect for my peers. So whether I'm accepted, I'm not saying I'm arrogant. It's a good thing. Don't get me wrong, right? But I feel like I'm already accepted because I get the love directly from y'all, and I even think about the great, brilliant, and beautiful Miss Sharice Lee. You know, we had a heart-to-heart last night. Great, great show. Check out that archive. And it's just great to be able to – it's great to be able to – for people to be able to tell me how they feel about me and not just show me with a bunch of lip service, but they're sending in their emails and they're doing their part. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, imagine, man, I'm going to keep doing my part. I'm going to keep doing – what I was sitting here to do in case it might rub some people the wrong way, but hey, I got a task to fulfill before my time is up. Before my time is up. You get what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
Anyway,
I love y'all.
Baby.
I love you
we
too.
We love you too. Ain't nothing you can do about it either.
Wouldn't want to.
Yes, I know that's right. Good place to be
that
at,
was
man.
So funny. So funny.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I am loving it. We are really having a good time. And that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Having a good time on the air, talking with, you know, different ones and, you know, sharing some laughter amongst the, you know, the people out there. And it's just, I'm telling you, it's awesome. You know, for 5 years I've been doing this and, you know, hearing some of the different stories and when people, you know, chat and say different things. I've had people to reach out to me and do things and say things. And it's just so awesome that the love that I've received from different people is just really awesome. And I appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much for being, you know, loyal to listening, you know, 70. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Like,
that's crazy.
This is awesome.
Crazy.
Right, and we still got the nominees to go. And oh my gosh, this is crazy. My twin going to talk about it anyway, you know. But you know what? I'm feeling so good. I'm feeling like partying again. Oh, with my DJ. Oh, with my DJ.
just this way. I say, hi, ho, I'm on the go. I'm rocking to the beat in stereo. And if you want to know just where to go, everybody just follow me. I said, you listen to the band, it's all easy. That's the one that's moving you viciously. And if you listen closely, you surely find you listen to the sounds of a mastermind.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I was so caught up in the music, I had to catch my breath for a minute. I was, like, sitting there jamming. My DJ is jamming tonight. That is your mother and father's favorite producer and DJ, DJ Olaf G. Oh, I am having fun with this tonight.
Wait a minute. First of all, it's been my pleasure for 5 years. Going right back to Beverly Nation Soulful NSR, playing music for my god sister, my twin, and, you know, seeing 5 years, Jerry Petito, you know what I mean? You know, seeing her, you know, not really believing that she could be what she is now. The 2020 Lifetime Achievement Award winner for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Let's bring on the next caller right now on these OME stations. I'm Ola Ski. You know what time it is.
Hey, who do we got on the line this evening?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Hi. This is Angela.
Hi.
Calling from Myrtle Beach. Wanted to congratulate you on your 70th.
Yes,
how are you?
I am well. Great to hear from you. Hi, sweetie.
Hey, Gary.
Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes,
you
can hear you. You're quiet for a minute. Uh-huh.
I was just calling you to congratulate you and
well,
to let you know that
you
I am
so
enjoying
much.
The show.
Oh, thank you so much. You know what? I really want to say thank you so much for supporting. I really appreciate it. It's people like you that keeps us going. So thank you very, very much. I really appreciate that.
I love tuning in to your show. I mean, you always on it. With these
thank you. Well, you know what? While I got you on the phone, you know, we was talking in our Kata Ladies, you know, segment, you know, about the man showing up at the door in a wheelchair. Now, this man show up at your door, you expected a Rico
go.
Squad Day man, okay? All right, Bingo man, okay? Muscles and everything, you know. You remember this man, he gave you the chills. And he shows up at your door in a wheelchair. What you going to do? Are you going to roll him back down the steps or are you going to let him in?
First, I'm going to look through my peephole. And I ain't even knew. Because you could have told me this. If we've been talking on the phone and we've been conversing, you could have told me this. This conversation should have been happening. It should not have been a surprise. Especially if we've been, we used to kick it and we was like that.
Right.
And you felt like you couldn't tell me that. If you couldn't tell me that, then you couldn't tell me something else. So it's more to that story. So.
There you go, baby. I like you because you sound like a T.I. is. You know what I mean? You said, look, I am not going to sugarcoat it. Listen, it is what it is. So you're not even going to try that. You're not even going to try to attempt that one, huh? You ain't going to break his heart.
Yeah, you know she fell out in the spirit, y'all. She fell out in the spirit.
Oh,
almost tonight, but
okay.
Fell out in the spirit. But you know what? You know, and that's what happens on Andre Presley. You know what I mean? You know, going back to the Silas of Louisville Poetry Hour. You know what I mean? Twin will fall out in the spirit and come right back on. Like, what the world happened? But however, tomorrow night, guys, we continue the legacy, Jerry Petito and Andre Presley, two Hall of Famers. So the young lady is going to make her mark to get to the Hall of Fame herself. And what more can I say that hasn't already been said about Shannon Stanton? First of all, I'm so glad that Shannon Stanton is doing much better live broadcast at this time. That person you just heard is a legend. And her name is Andrea Presley. The 2018 NFL Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee. The 2020 Lifetime Achiever of the same hall. What more can we say? Had already been said, man. We miss her because, you know, she retired this year, earlier this year. And, you know, to get a chance to hear her archive tonight on the original Beverly Nation Classic means a lot to me. All the folks out there, man, press one. You know, get into this conversation tonight. I'm going to take a call right now. And, you know, you're live on the original BevNet Classic. Who are you and where are you calling from? Caller? All right, now, don't be falling out in the spirit now. There you go. You fell out in the spirit like Andrea Presley. Who are you, man? What's going on? I think I know who it is. I think he's from Trenton, New Jersey.
Yes. Hi. This Ricardo Richard. How y'all doing? I'm listening to the show. I just want to tell the guests or whatever. I meant the host. I love your energy. You know, your energy is fire. And, you know, Jerry know how I feel about her. And I just felt like the interview, it was just a good interview. It was real live, bubbly, and y'all had me laughing and everything. So I just want to tell you that I enjoyed the show tonight.
Now, listen. Now, you got your own show coming on wonderfully next Monday. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. And, of course, you'll be on with Jerry Petito. How about that? On her show, you know, 2 weeks after. But talk about your show
yes.
next Monday and what's going on with that. And then we'll talk about your show with Jerry Petito.
Yeah, so my show is with this guy named DeAndre. Shout out, Maryland. He's an actor. So we just talk about basically brotherhood with DeAndre. So we actually – he's a young man that was in the Jehovah Witness religion. He kind of lost
uh-huh.
his family because of it. So I'm just
mm-hmm.
real interested in hearing his story about basically how he lost everything, you know, with being in a Jehovah Witness religion. So I'm excited about that.
Wow. Okay. And how about Jerry Petito's show?
Jerry Petito's show, I'm excited to co-host. We're actually interviewing Takiya again, the fashion designer out of Atlanta. So I'm really excited about that show too. And, you know, whenever I do anything with Jerry, is great. So I'm excited.
All right, man. We love you, man. And, I mean, you've been moving up so quickly, man, in the Hall of Fame type of things that you do in your prowess. And definitely at WBNN, I'm so proud of you, man. 9 all-time connection records with you. And this has been a great year, man. Your best year ever as a broadcaster. How do you feel about that?
I feel amazing, so grateful, and I'm grateful for the platform, and I'm grateful that I'm able to just be my true self, so, and just always give an honor to God, so I'm grateful that I ain't got to be censored, you know, and I don't got to compromise who I am. I could be myself,
right.
And I'm really grateful for that.
Man, look, man, on Monday night, you have a chance to hit history for yourself, man, 10 all-time connection records, and it'll be your 4th straight if you make it. So, man, you know, already in advance, congratulations.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
All right, man. Continue to listen. We got another call online. And this person, I love to say this around the world. It's so important. This man is the WBNN, Linear New Host of the Year for the Class of 2022. This man last night hit 6 all-time connection records as a new host, 2nd all-time in category. One from Tying the Great Sonya Griffin. And his name is Clever One. Clever, how you feel tonight, sir?
Man, listen, y'all already know who it is, man. Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, man. Represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where there's people who died from falling down the steps while they had the Corona-19 mask on. How you doing tonight, Bob?
Love it, man. Listen, you know,
man.
Not to take away anything from you, this year has been amazing. You know, you were already, you know, a part of history before last night. You already won the new host of the year, and then last night was great, you know, in your prowess and in your legacy for 6 all-time connection records as a new host. Tying our Citizen Ray, you know, for 2nd all-time in category. And, of course, we believe that not only you will tie Sonya Griffin, but you will break it. What makes your shows different here at WBNN, man. What makes you drive to be your best you could be for us?
Oh, man, you know what? That's a good, great question. Oh, how I can answer that the best is to just the originality and who I just stand for. I got to stand for a brand. You feel what I'm saying? Where I'm solidified on who I am. You know what I mean? Where you just can't break it. You know what I mean? You can't shape it. You can't Clev One is never a Gumby. You know what I mean? All these blockhead haters out here, you can never Gumby Clev One into nothing out here. You know what I'm saying?
Now.
So you just got to keep it solid. You just got to keep it solid and, you know, just have fun with it, you know. But just be as articulate as you can, you know what I'm saying? And we people, we got to be who we are. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Be who you're going to be, not in the army. The reverse army is who I'm in.
Listen, man, I'm so proud of you. I don't get a chance to say that on air, but I'm going to say it right now for the international world to hear. This young man has listened to everything that I want him to be, and that's outstandingly great. Dynamic, progressive, and spectacular. And he's that with WBNN. And the love I have for Clev One, just being able to absorb, and he supports every single show. And if he can't be on, it's a situation. You know, that's personal. You know what I mean? He's got things he has to do. But
that means I'm out here being a bad guilty, folks.
Listen, man, this man's only missed two shows. You know what I mean? And you look at that. And he's been with us more than 3 months, or three, 4 months, five, six, seven, almost 7 months now with WBNN. I mean, it's amazing what this man has done. And all around the world, you need to learn that this man is great. And in our history, in our fabulous and outstanding history, he is this year's Linear New Host of the Year for the class of 2022. Any last words, sir?
Oh, man, listen, I come from studying the Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? That's all Clev One going to say out here. Check your satellites out here. God damn
it. Ooh, no, he didn't. Man, he said, Philly Shell for all y'all. You know what I mean? Roll and punch. This person I'm about to bring on, I'm so proud of, because not only he is an enshrinee for the class of 2020 for the National Radio Hall of Fame, but this year he's my twin. We're going together as lifetime achievers in the same hall. The outstanding Magic Man Haru. The gifted Huni Bach Atun. He also sings as well.
I show him the way, show him the Hollywood, show him the Hollywood. Show him the
That's
way,
him.
Show him the Hollywood, show him the Hollywood. Hey, what y'all
That's
think
him.
About
That's
that?
Him.
Y'all not. Hey, what? Hold up now. You think I'm crazy? I spoke about the door knocker. Now, notice how crazy your twin was. You didn't hear her say, and we got the archives because you just played it. She said his whole damn body might be paralyzed, but his tongue ain't paralyzed, is it?
Listen, that's a young lady that, you know, you looked up to and historically, you know, and on the honors, you know, in annals, you broke by two. And hard work since 2017 for you. You know what I mean? Going into your sixth year next year, amazingly. So proud. You know, 6.5 years on this network, so proud. You know, many archives, many teachings, the professor of this network. And I'm so elated to even have you on this archive tonight, be able to expound. You know, to hear Andrew's voice, you know, is amazing. Your thoughts on this outstanding archive for the original BevNet Classic?
You know, honestly, it's one of the best ones, but when I say that she raised the bar, I mean, the Hall of Fame inducted and lifetime achiever, man, she had everything. She had the beauty, the brains, and would spit your side. So y'all are definitely twins. you know, just
true.
Like you know how both of y'all was. Y'all had y'all on the floor holding your daggone rib cage.
ain't nobody like Andrea Presley. And to lead the network the way she did with honor and respect, You know, that's what it's all about. You know, being able to be there for us in trying times, man. You know, and I'll try to remember a person that held me down through some real live bull and, you know, helped me with the great dynamics overview, right? And then helped me with, you know, the one of the most great, you know, the greatest, one of the greatest shows, the show that really helped us get along the way and get better and be spectacular, right? The, you know, the South Louisville Poetry Hour featuring, you know, Miss Tia's Queen. And, you know, she came on and we helped and I played music. You know, I think about 2016 and where we are today in 2021. It's amazing. Just in those 6 years, Tony Bakatoon, you know, and then you've been here for 5 out of those 6 years. What is your experience with WBNN?
And man, absolutely amazing. And you already know, but for those who don't, but I received my calling on June 13th, 1985, and actually when my book of life was opened in 1991. It was pretty much a prophecy being fulfilled. When you made that call to me after being contacted by your mother, and to take me from as far as I have went with this great company into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, and now soon to be an elected lifetime achiever. This company here has been not only a godsend for me, but it also was a personal revelation for me, because you got to remember, 1985 and 1991 was a long, long time ago. And to be told, you know, I would be pretty much a household name, coming to WBNN is a fulfillment of our prophecy that's still happening. I have always said that from time to time. And what I find amazing is, you know, faith-based people, they can, you know, read the scriptures and they can have faith in how things happened way back when, but they refuse to accept that it's still happening in this day and time with us.
I love that because, you know, the hard work that we put through is very, very important. Broadcasting is the key. A life achievement basically is what you do when you come on the air. It's not accolade. That's wonderful. Just like I, you know, presented Club One, who's done a great job this year as Linear New Host of the Year for this year, class of 2022. And to see, you know, our first ever, you know, Hall of Famer to go in as a Linear New Host of the Year, you know what I'm saying? And now, you know, enshrine elect like Tara Strength, there is that way. There is that way, huh? You know, I mean, Club One, you never know what could happen. You know, I mean, you know, he came in this year, he's eligible in 2025, right? So it's like you never know what can be. I've seen so many great hosts, man, stay or not. And I'm going to give a shout out to you know, one host that called in tonight, and I'm so glad and, you know, happy, not only with Ricardo Richard, but, and, of course, Antonia Batts, who's called in and listening, but, of course, you know, Alicia Levon, who's on your, you know, right after you, and that great Power You week, you know, that will be coming up in 2 weeks, right? And then, you know, a person that always supports, and she's really feeling under the weather. And this is the first time that she's called in and not being able to talk. Her name is Tiana Speaks. And she did a show last night with Club One, and she was not feeling well, and you couldn't tell. Tonight, you know, she's not well, and she's getting better. But, you know, she's convalescing by listening. And, you know, you look at that type of commitment and dedication to what we do on this radio around the world, man, the tens of millions of listeners that listen and have supported you and voted for you, you know, emails and, you know, and all that. We're proud of what we do on this network. This is the greatest network that ever lived in internet radio.
I second that emotion. Yeah, look, you got me saying, hey, you got Mad Man stepping like the Temptations.
That's it, man. So I'm real proud of what we do on a constant basis. And what more can we say that has already been said? And I thank that man. The 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Elect, the Magic Man Haru, and you already know his name, if you listen. But I'll say it again because I have respect for that man. His name is Winnie Bakatun. Tomorrow night, come back on these outstanding processes. That is WBNN with a young lady, you know, who had a great year herself as a rookie on this network. And her name is Mo Garman. And the name of the show is Breaking the Silence. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time. The last Eastern Daylight Time show of this year. Because, of course, on Sunday, the Eastern Standard, because the clocks go back. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these outstanding processes. The storied. The dynasty. WBNN. And we have advertising to Windows of Time, Multimedia. We're on Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter. At @Ngozi_time. Or done in Malay when goes, yes, Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? Ole Delay, ngozi@gmail.com. And I am the mentor, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ole Delay Malay when goes, saying good night. Good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, supporters on a constant basis. And what more can we say? Man, we do it big because Ngozi said so.